This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people. That's the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, the Coquit, Lem, and Musqueam. If you want to find us, we're at cjsf.ca, or you can go onto the SoundCloud and listen to previous recordings of previous programs from previous programmers, like The Wandering Rhythms, the show that came on just before mine, Nick Legassi, pretty great guy, pretty funny too. He's got a band you should check out that's Mingwa, a nine-armed mythical beast, Vancouver-based, with a whole bunch of musicians, much more than a mere five or six. It's a pretty good band. Anyway, this is The Generic Alternative, and I'm your host, Alexander. And ladies and gentle beans, boys and gorillas, this is going to be my last Generic Alternative broadcast. It's been a pleasure these past 7 years on CJSF, and good things, they fall apart so that better things can come together. Or maybe I'll be replaced by a AI, artificial intelligence.
Thank you.
internet headlines. Zoo-wee. This is the part of the program where we talk about headlines that occurred on the internet. And by we, I mean me, Alexander. Zoo-wee. It's getting warmer outside, especially in India. Just over 40 degrees Celsius. El Niño weather patterns. I wonder if that's why the playoffs in hockey are at this time of year, so that fans they could be kept nice and cool. And the four remaining teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs are from the Sun Belt in America. Canada's Leafs and Oilers were knocked out. 30 years Canadian Cup winner drought. But Canadian players, they've definitely won the cup on American teams. I'm thinking of you, Sidney Crosby. Vin Diesel is back for the next Fast and Furious movie. Twitter got a new CEO appointed by Mr. Musk, who did a good television interview on CNBC with David Faber. The USA government is very concerned about the debt ceiling and how much money that they spend. The Cannes Film Festival in France, it's still slated to continue, despite millions of citizens protesting in the streets, garbages are piling up, they're overflowing, and blockaded fuel depots, armored beetle looking like police officers. Kong Yi Ji, an impoverished fictional scholar character, was trending in China. Happy World Goth Day, everybody. And that's today.
I bought a ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the back room, back with the lights down low. We'll be right back.
doing it.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
It's time for the 60-second science countdown, where I try to compress all of the interesting scientific news and discovery that occurred across the globe this past week into a single minute. In science, it covers a lot of things. There's political science, economic science, the hard sciences like chemistry, and then there's theoretical physics, mathematics, a whole bunch of sciences out there. Research and stuff, and the reason why we're using the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song is because the actor who played Bill Nye the Science Guy, also a comedian at one point in his life, well, he got an honorary degree from the university from where we are broadcasting from. All right, 60-second science countdown on the final generic alternative. Let's go. Tesla's Optimus Prime robots are walking around very slowly, much to the delight of Elon Musk myself. A team of physicists at Nanjing University attempting to replicate the superconductivity results from an experiment conducted by a team at the University of Rochester. They produced the desired materials, but they found that these materials were not superconductive. Science proving itself wrong. Researchers in the journal iScience, they found a spider that looks like the radioactive spider in the Spider-Man comic books. The bright colors, patterns, and movement, this mimicry helps this kind of spider evade other spider-eating spiders, but it does not deter those hungry praying mantis insects. The culprit behind the destruction of New York's first dinosaur museum was revealed in a new paper from Miss Victoria Coles of Bristol's Department of History of Art and Professor Michael Benton of Bristol's School of Earth Sciences, shedding new light on the incident. And contrary to the previous accounts of who destroyed New York's first dinosaur museum, they found that who was really behind such wanton destruction, a man known as Henry Hilton, the treasurer and VP of Central Park, kind of like Scooby-Doo, except decades later.